Five things super manifestors do to attract what they want.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, we've been doing this since 2007, and we've helped people in 60 different countries. We've been on iTunes since 2009. So we are not new to helping people empower their lives in a variety of different ways. Some people want to empower their lives emotionally, physically, mentally, financially, and that's what we're here for. That's what we do, and we're excited to do it. Now, in the title, we have five things super manifestors, that's you, do to attract what they want. I use the word want because from a marketing perspective, it makes sense. But from a law of attraction perspective, it doesn't make any sense at all. Let me tell you why. Anytime you see a law of attraction guru talking about getting the things you want, remember, the universe, listen, you have to understand how the law of attraction works. The universe matches what you are, not what you want. Let me explain that more clearly. I've traveled all over the world. I've been to some very poor countries. I've been to countries where as you walk through the street, because they can tell you're an American, they will literally gather around you with their hands out. And you walk through that crowd to get where you're going. Now, they're just as important as you are. What's the difference? They are operating totally and completely from a position of want. They are strictly in a state of want. And that's what happens when your basic needs aren't met. You get into this state of want. But want simply means you don't have. And the universe gives you more of not having. So we like to use the word desire. These are the things we desire. These are the things we are manifesting. I like the word manifest. When I send you an email, if you're on my list, it's going to say, "Dear Manifester," because I believe that you have unlimited potential and ability to attract anything you desire. But attracting anything you want, I don't know about that. Because now you're attracting from a position of lack. I hope that makes sense to you. Okay, we're going to get into these five things that super manifestors do to attract whatever they desire. Are you ready? Number one. They seem to have, all of them, clear and concise goals, or a clear and concise intention of the outcome they desire. And it is not vague. It's not like, I want a lot of money so that I can help the poor. I hear that all the time. You know, well, are you helping the poor now? Well, no, I don't have enough money. What do you mean? You don't have a quarter? You don't have a dime? You don't have a nickel to help the poor? If you're not helping the poor now, what makes the universe believe that you're going to help the poor when you're a billionaire? There's no evidence of it. So here's my point. Here's my point. You have to have clear and concise goals or intentions. When you put out an intention to the universe, this is what I desire. This is what I am manifesting. This is what I am creating, because you and I are partners in creation. We are co-creators. We are working together, you and the infinite field of potential, or the universe. You're working as partners. You're co-creating. And so you've got to tell your partner what your clear and concise intention is. Otherwise, your partner doesn't know what to go get for you, okay? If you walked into a candy store and said, I'm hungry for sugar, well, that would be rather vague. But if you said, I want those red Twizzlers, the old-fashioned kind, the kind that you really had to sink your teeth in, I know exactly, oh, they're over here in the corner, and they're still only a penny apiece. Clear, concise picture of what you desire. By the way, this is where creative visualization is so powerful, and you hear me talk about it all the time, and people go, Robert, I'm tired of you talking about creative visualization. I can't visualize. Well, I'm telling you, you can, and learning to visualize the outcome that you desire is what every super manifester does. Talk to any successful person that has made a pile of money, and they will tell you that they visualized their outcome. They could see it. They didn't know exactly every detail. The universe fleshes that out. It fills in every detail. But they had a pretty clear picture.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number two, visualize, coming back to the creative visualization, as if you've already achieved it, as if it's already present. And why is that? Why am I telling you to visualize as if it's already present? Because the universe matches you. It links up to you. And it links up to what you are and what you have. Remember, your subconscious mind is the connecting link. It's the transmitter to the infinite field of potential. It has no boundaries. Okay? So it has this ability to connect to the universe. But if your subconscious mind is transmitting thoughts of doubt, fear, anger, hopelessness, that's what you're going to get back from the universe. Remember, your universe is your partner, and the universe is simply giving you what you put out. It's matching your vibration. Visualize as if you've already achieved it. Number three, emotionalize your goals. This is basic. I mean, this goes back to ancient times when they would focus on the harvest and they would do the planting rites, and then people would dance around the fire and they would emotionalize it and they would drink wine and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm not telling you have to do that, by the way. What I am saying is you emotionalize your outcome. You feel it. You're excited about it. Get behind that new BMW and feel the leather wheel. Smell the interior of the car. Feel how it handles going around the turn. Emotionalize it. Emotionalize every detail. If you are visualizing something with your mate or your ex-mate, visualize his or her hand in yours and feel the strength of that hand, the warmth of the hand. Emotionalize it. Visualize it. Create it in your mind, but also create it in your heart. Number four, you've got to have a plan for terminating counter intentions or counter beliefs. You have a portion of your brain that is designed by nature to contradict everything you say, to contradict everything you believe. People will say, Robert, I was so excited after we got done with our session, and for about 2 days I felt great, and then all of a sudden those thoughts came back. What thoughts am I talking about? You know, the counter thoughts, the ones that say, well, you can't do it. You're too old. You're too fat. You're too bald. You're too skinny. You don't have good teeth. You're not smart enough. You're not tall enough. You're not fast enough. You're not the right color. These are all excuses. These are all excuses for not achieving your goals, not achieving the outcome you desire. I don't have enough energy. I don't believe enough. I've been beaten down, you know, all that kind of stuff. My parents were mean to me. Okay, these are excuses for giving up. So you have to terminate those counter beliefs. Otherwise, they're going to override your desires. And how do you do that? When one comes into your mind, cancel that thought. That's all you say. Remember, you can't put a negative thought next to a positive thought. It doesn't work. So you have to have a space between the negative thought and the positive thought. Cancel that thought. And then replace it with a positive, uplifting affirmation. Something that you can feel. Something that is emotionalizable. You know, is that a word? Emotionalizable? Well, I just used it. Anyway, it's like a Dr. Seuss word. You get the idea. You don't just say an affirmation. You emotionalize it. You feel it. And number 5, gratitude as if. In other words, you don't just focus on the things that have happened to you that you're grateful for. You focus on the things that are happening for you and are about to happen for you as if it's already happened. As if it's already happened. Gratitude as if. I mean, this is a very simple principle. Number one, you can't have a negative thought when you're thinking thoughts of gratitude. Number two, when you're focusing on gratitude as if you are living in the present tense and the universe is matching that vibration. There are very few things that vibrate as high as gratitude. Okay, visit our website. Come see us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's discuss and find out if miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching is a program that would help you. I believe it is. But you need to find that out for yourself. And we'll do that during that 30 minutes, okay? So just come and visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring. Also, go to our Law of Attraction bookstore. We have all kinds of empowering books. Every one of them I have read, studied, and believe in, and we're adding more books every day. So they're books that I endorse. Go there, check them out, lawofattractionsolutions.com. You have a wonderful, incredible day because you're a manifester. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.